Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent Steve Spears. Steve Pierce. I'm sorry, Steve. Steve Pierce spoke to the City of Troy's Commissioner of Planning and Economic Development, Steve Strikeman, about how the Ingalls Avenue boat launch project fits into plans for enhanced access to the Hudson River.
Well, this is another piece of waterfront development, connecting Troy to the waterfront. And this I see as being, within only a few years, the short-term terminus of the waterfront trail, which now goes about 1 mile from the Congress Street Bridge to the Flanagan Building. And I see over the next couple of years we should be able to connect that further all the way up to this point as well. We already have obtained ownership of the parcel just south of here, and with Redburn's development on that site, we're looking to make the trail connection south of there, and I've been in discussion with a lot of the property owners south of there about how we can make that connection. So this is just another piece of a great use of waterfront, you know, from the Mananza Bridge all the way to the Waterford Bridge.
So you're talking about the Riverfront Bike Trail?
Yeah, the Riverfront Bike Trail. And but again, just having the access here, a great boat launch, the only boat launch south of the lock from here for about, I think it's 8 or 12 miles. So if you were here before and you saw how tough it was to use, this will be a world-class accommodation, parking for trailers. We'll have people coming from all over to use this. And I think that'll help support the development at 701, lofts at School One, and all the other development that's occurring in North Central. So things are really starting to happen here in this area. And the development here, it's just great to see it finally coming after all these years.
So can you, from a planning perspective, what are the challenges of getting riverfront access in a community that's been built to the river for a couple hundred years?
Well, there are many challenges. There are numerous challenges, especially as you get further north where there's a lot of residential properties there. In those areas, you're probably more having like little pocket locations and using the water lobbies that we have at the end. The great thing about Troy is all these east-west streets run right to the river. So we can at least have, even if we're running up First Avenue or Second, you have the lobbies that you can at least get out and view the river every block. So there are obviously obstacles. We do have a lot of easements all along the river running south all the way to the Mananza Bridge. There's a lot of easements already in place. It's been a lot of hard work from a lot of people over the years to obtain these easements. That's the only reason it was so easy to do. The piece of the South Troy Trail that we did along the river was that there were easements already in place for that.
But how long has this been going on? The planning and the implementation for the trail.
Well, I can't speak to it all the way back, but I know it's probably got to go back to the 1990s at least. And a lot of hard work by people like Joe Fama and V. Zukoff from the city, who have and all the nonprofits that have always been real fighting to try and get this waterfront access. Once the river cleaned up, it was logical to just go back to it and start using it again.
So you're talking about the trail part of it. What about the boat launch itself? What's going to be happening here?
Well, again, this will be access for power boats, as well as there will be a car type launch as well for kayaks and canoes. And so this is really usable for everybody, accessible for all. And it's just a great opportunity. It's the way it is designed, it will accommodate a lot of vehicles. And I believe there will be a lot of activity and some adjacent, park amenities as well.
Is there going to be a park aspect to it as well, or what is it going to look like physically?
Well, so this will be a lot of parking for the trailers. There will be some little green spaces, and then we'll have the trail over here. I think will be the riverfront access to the south of here will develop over time into being a nice accommodations and a nice green space.
So we're really at this point talking about a big parking lot and a ramp.
Well, we're talking about a boat launch. We're talking about boat launch and car type carrier. But that's what this piece is here. That's what's under construction now, and then phase two heading south will occur next year.
And what were the difficulties involved in developing this? I know the trail has the problem of going through many different properties owned by different people, but the boat launch itself has been stymied for many years. What were the complications?
Well, I think the biggest obstacle was how it was initially set up and the fact that there was a national grid remediation involved, and that took some time, and I think we had to restructure how the actual construction was going to occur and what sources of fundings were going to be used, because we had to split out the National Grid piece from the city piece, and initially I think they were lumped in together. So that slowed us down. National Grid was, you know, a great partner in this, but there's always obstacles, and that was one of them.
So would it be accurate to think of this also as a remediation of a toxic waste site, the capping?
Well, yes, it is, because it was a former coal tar site that National Grid had to had a consent order to clean up. So yeah, that's the great thing about it, is that's been cleaned up. That actually did not take. Once we finally got to the remediation, if it was 2 months, I'd be surprised how long it actually took. And so, yeah, so now we have a clean site ready to use, good for recreational use.
So what is the next step? Is this an intermediate move for the boat launch? Are there more things planned in the future?
For this, no. This is the full construction now. We're looking pretty good to get a lot of it done this year, although you have limitations on when you can be in the water. And depending on how fast that goes, are we going to finish it this year or are we going to finish it next year? But the whole, there's no reason in the world this can't be done by spring of next year.
But are there other things planned, like an interpretive center or bathrooms or, you know, any other kinds of infrastructure? Or is it basically going to be a ramp and a lot?
This is the access. It's the ramp. It's the launch. And really, I would say the starting point now for trying to go north from here with more access going north. Can I add just in that this had gone on for so long that we had lost, the grant was set to expire last December, and I think it's important that we recognize Senator Breslin, who helped us so much to get this grant extended, because we were there. We had an Army Corps of Engineer permit that went through 2019 and a grant that expired at the end of 2017. He was able to get the state to do the extension for us so that we could make this happen.
This was the grant from Senator Bruno?
Yes.
And how much was that grant?
$1,050,000.
That was Steve Pierce speaking with Troy's Commissioner of Planning and Economic Development, Steve Strikeman.